Okay, it's a schuss to be together. I want to start out, first and foremost, by thanking Shlomo Hershey and Kol HaTorah Kula. First of all, the incredible amount of Torah that Kol HaTorah Kula has been bringing to the world during these difficult days, the Chizik, the Hesoros. It's really incredible how you've stepped up in times of need. And everybody should be a part of Kol HaTorah Kula. If you're not on the WhatsApp chat, get on the WhatsApp chat. The website, kolhatorahkula.com, check it out. There's so much chizik, so much esoros. It's a schus to be a part of this incredible movement. I want to thank him for inviting me to share words of Torah, words of chizik, during these days that we all need chizik, we all need esoros. All the learning tonight, all the chizik tonight, also want to just start out by saying is going to be having in mind the Refuah Shleima of Esther Bas Malka Genendel. Esther Bas Malka Genendel. I want you to take down the name to daven for her. She should have a complete Refuah Shleima, Besveres Tovos, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael, all of the Cholim that need Refuos, all the learning and the Chizik, the Zaira should be for all of their Refuos, and Besveres Tovos for all Klai Yisrael and the entire world, Bekarov Mamish. We always say, and we sing as Yidden, Mitzvah Gedoyla Lios Besimcha Tamid. That there's a great mitzvah that we should be Besimcha Tamid. That we should always be Besimcha Tamid. To be Besimcha Tamid means not just to be rejoicing and dancing by a chasana or on Simchas Torah or on Purim. But it means even through what we're going through day in and day out, to be able to be besimcha, to be able to always be besimcha. Mitzvah gedoyla lios besimcha tamid. Where does this come from? Where do these words come from? So Rav Nachman Mibreslev in Likutei Tinyana Chav Dalet says these words, Mitzvah gedoyla lios besimcha tamid. The mitzvah to always be besimcha, but he says more than that, and I want you all to listen tonight. He says there's a great mitzvah to always be besimcha. Ulis gaber laharchik ha'atzvos v'hamara shchoira. And to work hard and to strengthen ourselves, to distance ourselves from any sadness or any bitterness, b'chol kocho, with all our abilities. That Hashem wants us always to be besimcha. But listen to the next line. V'chol hacholos habam ha'adam. All the difficulties, all the sicknesses that come on a person. And these are the words of Rav Nachman Mibreslev. Kulam boyin rak mikilkul hasimcha. They all come from some level of destruction of simcha. From a lacking of simcha. So not only is it important that we should always be besimcha and a mitzvah, and Hashem wants us to be besimcha, but seemingly this is a key to staying healthy. And we already understand that in today's day and age, with the mental health movement, how important our mental health is to our physical health, that we always should be besimcha and always want to be besimcha. But it seems to be even much deeper than that. Seems to be a skula and a tikkun to ensure that we won't be sick. And maybe, and we'll see later in this piece, Rav Nachman goes on to say, Simcha Zachayim seems to be the tikkun and the key to all geula. So we want to be besimcha. Where does Rav Nachman get this from? Rav Nachman, some people learn Rav Nachman and they're afraid, where does he come up with his ideas? Obviously it's all steeped in Torah. It's all steeped in Torah. We have to understand that and we have to know that it's all steeped in Torah. Every word of Rav Nachman. Where would be the source of this Likutei Maran? Where are the source of the words of Rav Nachman Mibreslev? So if you look in Parshas Kisavo discusses the tragedies that can befall Klal Yisrael in the Toichacha. The worst of times. And we feel this, we really feel it today, that we're going through very difficult times. And the pasuk there tells us why do those happen to Klal Yisrael? Tachas asher lo avadato as Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov akol. And it's hard to understand and comprehend what this means. But the Torah tells us that the tragedies occur to Klal Yisrael because we're not serving Hashem b'simcha. Not just we're not serving Hashem, but we're not serving Hashem b'simcha. So simcha z'chaim is surely the key to our nachas, ruach, but it's the key to also HaKadosh Baruch Hu being by our side and bringing us geula and bringing us Yeshua. Hashem wants us to be b'simcha. We all want to be b'simcha. Every person, everything we do in this world, if we're really honest, everything we're searching for, everything we want, is simcha z'chaim. Why are there those that put such importance on financial success? Because I believe that's going to bring me simcha. And everything that I'm focused on is to bring me simcha. I want to be happy. I want to be b'simcha. Some of us understand more proper ways to find that simcha z'chaim. But ultimately, we're all searching for one thing. We all want simcha. But let's be real. During these days, where the whole world is going through this very difficult pandemic, it's very hard to be b'simcha. It's very hard to be happy every moment. How can we find happiness even in the most turbulent of times? How could we ensure every single one of us, not just Reb Chaim Kanievsky, not the big tzaddikim, but every one of us, be b'simcha every single moment? And be b'simcha even as we go through these difficult times that we hope and we daven will end very, very soon. How can we be b'simcha even with loved ones suffering and yidden in hospitals? How can we be b'simcha when I can't go to shul and I can't go to hear Kriyas HaTorah and I can't be with a minyan, I can't be with other Jews, I can't go to yeshiva, I can't get together with my chavrusa? I'm missing out on real things. Okay, I don't miss going to the movies. That's okay. But I miss going to shul. I miss going to yeshiva. There are people suffering in hospitals. How can I still be b'simcha right now? Is that really possible? How can I be b'simcha even as I cry and daven for Yeshua? Because mitzvah gedoyla lios b'simcha tamid. Tamid means always, consistently, always. How could I find that simcha z'chaim? So we're about to celebrate, and yes, celebrate, and we're going to be celebrating, Mir Hashem, the Yontav of Pesach. And the culmination of all the miracles of Pesach after the Ten Makos is surely Kriyas Yamsuf. That incredible miracle, as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, and the whole world saw Yad Hashem. And afilu shivcha bayam, even a maidservant, it was like a level of nevuah on the highest of levels. And the pasuk tells us, and we sing it, we say it every single day, because it's that crucial and that important. Oz yashir, then they sang. And there's no question that shira is interconnected and is one with being b'simcha. When we're b'simcha, we sing, we dance. When we were together by Siyam HaShas in MetLife Stadium, we sang and we danced because we were b'simcha. When we're by a chasana, we sing and we dance. And by a bar mitzvah, we sing and we dance. Singing and dancing is one with being b'simcha. And Rav Nachman Mibrezov in the same piece says it explicitly. It's one in the same. Oz Yashir. Then they sang. Why Oz? What's the Oz? Then they sang. What happened? Then they sang. And why is it Yashir? B'lashon Asid. B'lashon Asid means in the future tense. Like they will Oz Yashir, then they will sing. So the Gemara already tells us in Sanhedrin, and Rashi brings it down, that this is already an allusion to the time that we'll all be singing with Tchias HaMesim, with the Gula Shleima Bimheira Biyameinu, the Karav Mamish Bez Hashem Izbarach. And therefore, when we sing Oz Yashir this year, Lel Seder, Mirtz Hashem will be on the wings of eagles. This year, Pesach falls out the same way it did when we were in Mitzrayim. The Mirtz Hashem, in Nisan, there was Geula, Nisan, Atid, and Ligal. So one Az Yashir is hopefully Bekar of Mamish. It's an illusion that we will sing by the ultimate Geula. But I want to suggest a different understanding. So even until that time, we could be Besimcha. Even until the ultimate Geula, we could be Besimcha. Every single one of us, as we go through these very serious Nisayon, these real challenges from the Rabbeinu Shalom during these days, in Oz Yashir, we speak about how the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, drown. How they drown in the sea after we got through. We know all the Klal Yisrael passed through the split sea, and then the sea came crashing down on the Mitzrim, on the Egyptians. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Hey, Ta'omos Yichasim Yordu Bimsolos Kumo Evan, that they drown like stone. The stones quickly going down into the sea. Rashi there points out that throughout Oz Yashir, it refers to the drowning of the Mitzrim in three different ways. Rashi here says, B'makom acher, tzalu koferes. They drown like lead. B'makom acher, yochlemu kakash. And it also says that they drown like straw. And Rashi there famously explains that the worst of Mitzrim, the most wicked, the ones that made us suffer the most, Mida Keneged Mida, they suffered the most. And when they drown like straw. Straw is very slow. It goes up and down. It doesn't go quickly to the bottom. It drowned like straw, a painful, slow death. The better Mitzrim, they went Ke'evan like a stone. It was quick. A quick death. Because they were bad to us. They deserved to die, but not that bad. And the best of the worst, the Mitzrim that deserved to die, but they were the best to us out of those Mitzrim, they died koferes, like lead. A very quick, painless death. Why is it so important that we know this? Why is this so crucial? Why is this information important to each and every one of us? So I once saw from the Rosh Yeshiva that Tzahar of Simcha Zissel Brody, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Zecher Tzadik HaShavracha, my Rebbe Rav Blachman's Chavrusa for many years. The Chevron Rosh Yeshiva that Tzahar explained that every member of Klal Yisrael, they got through the Yamsuf and they look back and they saw the Mitzrim drowning. And they saw that the best Mitzrim drowned very quickly, a painless death. And the ones that were worst to us were suffering the most. And they realized then, and listen closely, Chevra, they realized that Hashem was punishing them all, Mida Keneged Mida. Hashem was punishing them all, Mida Keneged Mida, which means that Hashem was watching the whole time. Hashem was taking account the whole time. Hashem wasn't just now coming to get our back and punishing them. It means He was there by our side the entire time in Mitzrayim. The whole time we were in Egypt suffering, He was watching. Now why He allowed it to happen, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbonos. But by the fact that now He's paying them back, Mida Keneged Mida, it means He was there the whole time. He was watching the whole time. He was taking care of us the whole time. And that was the biggest chizik. The biggest chizik to us wasn't just that now, in the time of Geula, He's watching over us, and He's protecting us, and He's taking care of us. It was the recognition, retroactively, that He was there the entire time. Oz Yashir, then they sang. Then they sang a new song, Rav Simcha Zilta Brody suggests. They sang a song that's never been sung before. See, we sing in times of joy, in times of simcha. We sing at a chasana, we sing at a bar mitzvah, we sing at a siyum. We're going to sing, I hope it's going to be very soon, when this is all over, and we get to a point of Geula of Yeshua. But they sing their song not just on the Geula. They sing their song on the recognition that Hashem was there the whole time. that he was watching and he was taking care of them and taking count everything that was going on. That's the ultimate song. That's as we refer in our davening, Shira Chadashah Shibchu Gulim L'Shimcha Al Sfas Hayam. That song Al Sfas Hayam, when we were on the shores, when we got past the water and we looked back and saw everything that was happening, it was a Shira Chadashah, it was a song that's never been sung before. It's a song of recognition of Hashem by our side, even in the difficult times, even when we don't know what's happening, even when it's full of confusion. That's the song we need to sing now. We can't wait. There's going to be Geula. There's going to be Yeshua. And hopefully this will be the ultimate Geula. This is going to come to an end. But let's sing a song right now. Let's sing a song knowing right now Hashem is by my side. Right now Hashem is watching over me. Right now Hashem is running the world. Right now Hashem is taking care of everything. I could be singing right now. That's the ultimate simcha. It doesn't mean it's a song where I'm up and dancing, because at the same time, as the Baal Tanya tells us so deeply, every Jew has to have two hearts. We're saying Shema Levavchem. One heart where I'm always besimcha knowing Hashem is by my side, and one heart where I'm davening with the pain and suffering of Klal Yisrael, that until Bias Mashiach we're going through, and we're definitely going through right now. So it doesn't mean I'm up and dancing. But it means that each and every one of us, it means that each and every one of us is still singing inside a different type of song. The song of Simcha that every Jew has at every moment of his life, and that each and every one of us can have with that level of Amunah. That's the Shira we need to be singing. That's the Shira, which is a Shira of the ultimate connection to Hashem. As the Vilna Gaon tells us, song is the language of the Neshama. When we sing, it's the Neshama and the Guf coming together. What is the Neshama and the Guf coming together? The Neshama is Chelek Eloka Mimal Mamish. The Neshama is part and parcel of Hashem. So when our physical body understands that I'm connected to Hashem, and I naturally just sing. That was Az Yashar, Shira Chadashah, this new song. You know, sometimes when I'm dealing with Talmidim, Talmidot, other individuals that I'm giving Eitzah to in consultation, and people that are dealing with sadness, with depression, with anxiety, one of the Eitzahs I'll often give, and I'll ask, do you listen to music? Listen to music. Whatever music does it for you, by the way. Jewish music, non-Jewish music, as long as it's clean and halachically permissible. Music. Music to lift up your heart. Lift up your soul. Music, the Shira. But that's a little bit backwards. That's music being used to lift us up. The ultimate Shira should be a consequence of my feelings of closeness to Hashem. Because I feel so close to Hashem, and I know He's by my side, and I know He's by my side every moment. Not just in the moment of Gula, but I know He's always by my side. So I'm always singing. Az Yashir. What was the pasuk before Az Yashir? People don't put these together. People don't put these together. Because the pasuk before is the final pasuk of Perek Yedalad. And Az Yashir is a new Perek. But what's the pasuk, the preemptive pasuk to Az Yashir? Vayar Yisrael Hayara Gdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw the great hand in Mitzrayim. Not right now. They saw the hand of Mitzrayim, that Hashem was there the whole time. Vayirim As Hashem Vayaminu B'Hashem. And they had such a munah, such belief. Oz Yashir, then they sing. It's that Amuna, it's that feeling of closeness to Hashem that each and every one of us needs. It's with that Shira we need to be singing today. And I could be besimcha now. Mitzvah gedolah of besimcha tamid. Yes, even now with that type of song. And the Rav Nachman Bresler says, "Asimcha hi refua gedola." This simcha will be the greatest refua. This simcha will be the greatest refuah. There was a big tzaddik. It's a famous story. There was a big tzaddik, Rav Zusha. And Rav Zusha had a brother, the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lijansk. It was Yortzai, it was only a week and a half ago. One time, there was an individual who went to the Noam Elimelech. And he visits the Noam Elimelech and he says to the Noam Elimelech, I want you to teach me how to always be besimcha. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I have, I want to be simcha with what I have. Always, how can I always be besimcha? Noam Elimelech says, I'll tell you, my brother Rav Zusha could teach you this more than anyone else in the world. You have to go to my brother Rav Zusha. So he travels, the Rabbi Rav Melech was in Lijansk, Rav Zusha was in Annapolis. It was a distance, it was a journey, but to find this secret, what's more important in life? What are we searching for more than happiness, more than Simcha Zachayim? So he travels and he finally gets to Rav Zusha's house. Rav Zusha's house, it's like this little shack. Mamish, you could see from the outside, broken down. And he goes and he knocks on the door. Rav Zusha opens the door. And he says, I was sent to you by your brother, the Noam Elimelech. And Rav Zusha says, you're my brother, the Noam Elimelech, sent you to me? Wow, incredible, why do I owe this honor? You were just with my brother. And he starts kissing him and hugging him just to be connected to someone with such a tzaddik. He says, yeah, your brother said you could teach me something. My brother said I could teach you something? What could I teach you that my brother couldn't teach you? Go back to my brother. He says, you could teach me how to always be besimcha. Be besimcha with whatever you have. And as this man saying these words, he's looking around Rav Zusha's little shack. And he sees a few broken chairs and straw. And how little Rav Zusha has. He has nothing. Mamish nothing. Torn clothing. Rav Zusha looks at him and says, it's true, I'm very besimcha. I'm always besimcha no matter what's going on. But how could I teach you this? I have everything in the world. Hashem's given me so much. Look how much I've been blessed with. How could I teach you how to be besimcha in more difficult times? How could I teach you how to be besimcha with everything that you have? And the man got the point. And he was able to leave with that chizik, with that hisoris from the Heiliger of Zusha. We too, we can be besimcha every moment. If we know that Hashem is always by our side and we have to believe Hashem is always by our side. You know, different people see things in different ways. People could experience the same exact experience and walk out completely moved in different ways. Where do we know this from? Where do we learn this from? Makas Choshech. Makas Choshech. We're preparing for the Esther Makos. Makas Choshech. So we're taught our whole lives that Makas Choshech, darkness, was this terrible darkness. It's not what it was at all. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Netei Yodcha al Hashemayim, V'yichoyshech al Eretz Mitzrayim. Place your hand down on heaven. What do you mean down on heaven? As if to push heaven down into the world to bring a choshech. What's going on? Comes the Eilik who told us Yaakov Yosef. If I'm not mistaken, the Svarno says the same for those of you who don't have the Chassidish Shalev. You can see this in a piece in the Siva Shalom, Slanim Rebbe, Zechav Tzadikash Vracha as well. It says, what happened? What does it mean Moshe pushed Shemayim down? It's based on a Medrash as well. That we know there's something called the Ar HaGanaz. The Ar HaGanaz is this great spiritual light that was in the world but couldn't last in the world. Because for tzaddikim, they could enjoy it. But whoever weren't tzaddikim would literally burn them up. It was too spiritual, too holy. You know when you have a light that's so bright? It could be a light to some, it could be blinding to others where it turns darkness, right? If you go and you stare at the sun for a few minutes, eventually you go black, you go dark, you can't stare anymore. The Or HaGanuz to some is this incredible bright light, a feeling of closeness to Hashem. To others, it's complete darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring down the light of heaven. Bring down Shemayim. For the Mitzrim, for the Rishayim, that light was complete darkness. It was Choshech. For the Yidden, it was Or B'moshvo Sam. It was light, as the Pasuk says, they had light in their dwelling places. How could it be that the Yidden had light during Choshech? You know, by the other Makos, it makes sense. So you have a glass, and we know the famous Mashal by Dam, so the Mitzri could be drinking its blood, and the Yehudi, the Jew, could be drinking its water, and you could fathom that it's split in half. It's a miracle, but you could fathom. How could you be? One place is dark and light at the same time. Either it's dark or it's light. Now we understand. It was Or HaGanuz Choshech. It was this great spiritual light. To the Jews, it was an amazing light and close to Hashem. Or to the Mitzrim, to the Risham, that Or, that spiritual light was darkness. That spiritual light was Choshech. It was blinding. They couldn't handle it. Some Jews couldn't handle it either. That's why it was during Choshech that 1/4 of the Jews passed away. It was too spiritual for them. They went crazy. But what do we learn from here? Sometimes the same exact situation to some people could be this incredible spiritual enlightenment, and to some people could be the darkest of hours. Some people could go to a shir and walk out of that shir and say, wow, that was incredible, unbelievable. And the other person, I got a good sleep. Some people could go to a Kabbalah Shabbos, or Halavai, we should be back with a minion for Kabbalah Shabbos, and could be dancing an hour long and love it and don't want it to ever end. And some people, mamish, are yearning for their suda, are dying for the chicken soup. Some people, Shabbos is ending, and mamish, they're sitting in Shal Shudis, Ravind Ravind mamish, the highest of times. And some people are looking at their watch. They can't wait. The second it ends, I got to end Shabbos. Got to run away. Run away to see my phone. It's the same situation, but different perspectives by different people. So too right now. The world's going through confusion and craziness. Some people are mamish in depression and full of anxiety and sadness. Some people are walking around totally good. I'm okay. I'm davening that this should end. I'm davening for the people that are sick. Part of my heart is there. But I'm besimcha. I'm besimcha because I know Hashem is by my side. I know Hashem is watching over. I know Hashem is here. Same situation. What's our perspective? What are our taste buds like? There's an incredible Rambam that I think is so appropriate for these days. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in the second parak. And listen, mamish, what's going on in the world? It says, Choyli haguf. Some people are sometimes physically ill. To'amim hamar, matok umatok mar. They taste that which is sweet as bitter and bitter sweet. One of the symptoms, they say, of coronavirus is mamish, the taste buds, you can't even taste anything. Your taste buds are completely off. The Rambam goes on to explain, so too is in Ruchnius, that the Nefoshoseim Cholos, spiritually, their taste buds are off because they're sick. And they think that which is Choshech is Or and Or Choshech. Exactly, Makas Choshech. Our taste buds could be off. You know, Lamashal, let me explain, Lamashal. It's a mashal I like to share. Some of the Chevra might have heard this from me before. I love orange juice. Mamish love orange juice. But specifically Tropicana. I don't think no one else does it well. Only Tropicana is mamish delicious, incredible. No one else got it right. I don't know why. You know, it's supposed to be 100% purely squeezed orange juice. It should all be exactly the same. Tropicana is incredible and everything else is not even second. It's like third and fourth. But you know what happened? What happens if you brush your teeth and then you drink a little Tropicana? It's mamish disgusting. It's mamish, you can't, in that Tropicana, you can't even get it down, that cup of Tropicana. Now, is there anything wrong with the Tropicana orange juice? There's nothing wrong with the Tropicana orange juice. Tropicana orange inherently is delicious. But you've gone and you've brushed your teeth, so you've coated the inside of your mouth and all your taste buds with toothpaste. So you're filtering it through the mouth. Your taste buds are off. It's not that the Tropicana is off, the taste buds are off. So too, there are those that love Ruchnius and Torah and Tefillah and Shabbos. Inherent to all that is Kedusha and Simcha. Some people's taste buds are off. Because we're involved in temptations and taiva and physicality and materialism that now has all been taken away from us. So we're cleansing our taste buds. So it's going through a cleansing. So some people don't even taste anything anymore. Because they're learning how to taste again. Those people have the proper taste buds. And know that Hashem is by my side every moment. Could be b'simcha as we go through this. Could be davening with kavana even without a shul. And without a minyan. Could be learning shtark even without my daf yomi shir. Could be doing finding ways to do chesed even though I can't interact with any people. Because I have the proper taste buds. Because I know Hashem is by my side. So I'm b'simcha and I'm good. Let's make sure our taste buds are in the right place. I deeply believe that's the symptom. A strange symptom. That people are not tasting things. What's going on? It's reminding us to get our taste buds in the right place. Our taste buds have to be one with Hashem. And then I'll be one with Torah. And one with mitzvahs. And one with tefillah. And then I could be b'simcha every single moment. I could always be b'simcha. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'll never forget, you know, a few years ago, remember it was a day or two before I was going to Eretz Yisrael in January, and I was sick, I think I had strep, I was mamish didn't feel well physically. And I walked into one of these urgent cares late on a Matzei Shabbos, and the doctor, the nurse, whoever came in to see me, And I was really physically not well. And they asked me, so how are you doing? I said, I'm doing great. So like, if you're doing great, what would you be doing here? Why are you here? So I didn't want to get into all the philosophy and the philosophical understanding, but us who are B'nai Melech, us who are one with Hashem, even if physically I'm hurting and suffering, I could be doing great because I know Hashem is by my side. And I know this is Yad Hashem. And I know Kol Ma'adav Rachman Latav of it. Everything Hashem does is for good. And all that seems nature in the world, I uplift it and know that it's Yad Hashem. That's also what the Maral says, what's Oz Yashir? You want to be singing always? That's be Oz Yashir. What's the letter Oz? What's the word Oz? Oz is Aleph Zayin. Zayin are the 7 days of the week. Zion, the Maral says, is Teva, is nature, is a natural progression. When I take Aleph, which is Hashem, and I connect it to this natural world, Oz, Aleph, Zion, Oz, Yashir, I start singing all day and night. And I take that 7 and turn it into 8, which is Lamala Menateva, which is supernatural. That's our Avoda. Our Avoda is there's nothing nature, there's nothing that's just happening. It's all Yad Hashem. Hashem runs the world. Let's sensitize our taste buds to feel it, to understand it, to taste what we should be tasting. And then give ourselves over to the beauty and the simcha of Torah, of mitzvos that hasn't been taken away from us. We have all the svarim in our house. And we have the ability to learn Torah like this, Baruch Hashem. And we have the ability to daven, just you and Hashem. Might not be with a minyan, it's you and Hashem. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich said so beautifully that we're davening in bidud. We're davening in Bidud in Salta. Bidud is Gematria, Beis Yud, Dalad, Vav, Dalad, is Gematria 26. 26 we know is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, is Avaya. We're with Hashem in Bidud. We're with Hashem always. Hashem was there the whole time in Mitzrayim. That's what we saw when we looked back and saw the Mitzrayim drowning. Oz Yashir. Then we sang a different song. The song of the Lekutei Maran, Mitzvah Gedolias, B'Simcha Tavid. We sang that song. Mitzvah Gedaila Aliyah, B'Simcha. We sang it in a different way. Tomid! Because I know Hashem is with me always. And Hashem is with us now. And we have to sensitize our taste buds to this. Not like the Rambam and Chasdeus when someone's choyli nefesh. We have to be well. We have to have the perspective of the Yidden, of the aura, of the light. not the perspective of the Mitzrim that saw it as darkness. Hashem is always by our side. What does the Chutei Maran say? Mitzvah Gedolias b'Simcha Tamin, in that same piece. He says that Simcha will be the Refua Gedola. Ul'asid, and in the future, Tis Gadel HaSimcha Maod. There's going to be a tremendous amount of Simcha. And that Simcha will bring healing. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring quotes of Yerushalmi and Sukkah. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lias Rosh Choyle L'Tadikim L'Azalava. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal everybody. Heal all the Tadikim. Ul'asid Ayidei HaSimcha, and it's through that Simcha. Yistakein cho ala cholos. All the healing will be done. And that's going to lead to the gula. That's what we say. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. So our avodah is to be besimcha. What does that mean to be besimcha? Again, it doesn't mean dancing. It means knowing Hashem is by my side every moment. And living with that right now, right here, in the moment, in the galus, in what some perceive as darkness. I see the light. I know that Hashem by my side. And I could be besimcha every single moment as we go through these difficult days. Every single one of us shouldn't stop singing. Every single one of us shouldn't stop being besimcha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, says in the future, Hashem will take out that same Or HaGanaz. And the Rishaim will be judged by it. And the Tzaddikim will be healed by it. That's what the Likutei Maran was referring to. So we have to have the proper perspective to be the proper, those Tzaddikim, they'll be healed by it. And be involved in that geula. And that perspective is a perspective of constant simcha. If you take the gematria of ha-simcha, the ultimate simcha, the simcha that we all need. Ha-simcha, the simcha. The simcha. Let me just make sure. This wasn't part of this year originally. Ha-simcha, 348, 358. It's 358. Ha-simcha is 358. Exactly gematria Mashiach. Exactly gematria Mashiach. When we have ha-simcha, the simcha. The simcha that we're talking about, the simcha of seeing Hashem by our side every moment, of knowing He's by my side, no matter what is going on, will be zoyche that Hashem will be by our side. Will be zoyche to all the healing that the Likutei Maran spoke about. Will be zoyche to gula shleima b'mheira b'yameinu. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zoyche to only simcha and bracha. We should be zoyche that the next time we learn together it should be in person, and we should have a big tant, a machol tzadikim, like the Gemara says. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, be'ez Mashiach, u'tgula shleima b'mheira b'yameinu. Everyone have a wonderful night. Stay healthy, stay safe. Geula, Yeshua, refua to all need. We should be zoyche, don't stop growing, don't stop being close to Hashem. Kol tov. Nishmo.